Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
Ooh, getting steamy with the Crandalls.
I just like very large slices of pizza.
You know what I actually enjoy?
Yeah, maybe. So what what occurred, though?
That was the famous mic gloss over.
Hey, now, what are you doing over there?
Sound like he's pounding something. Maybe his pud?
He's pounding the flesh.
When you were young,
so,
in your heart,
was an open book.
I'm gonna go mouth fuck Dylan now.
Hi, and welcome to episode 80 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
80 episodes in, and we're just keep rolling right along, boys. What a fun night this should be.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah. Got some tales to tell. We got some... I think we got a fun little game, maybe, that we might play.
Some kind of quiz? Guys...
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. Did either of you do it ahead of time, or are we just going to do it
no,
live?
No, I did not do it ahead of time.
Okay, I did not either.
I think that'll play out well. When we get to that...
Uh-oh. I don't know if I like the sound of that, Jim.
We can handle it.
No, because I didn't do it either. I think it'd be fun, more fun and natural just to kind of go through it as, you know, without knowing anything ahead of time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of glad that you guys didn't do it ahead of time. But before we get there, and of course, we'll link that on all of our social medias when this episode comes out. But you can check us out on those social medias at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And those other social medias, like Twitters and Instagrams, if you follow us at Jim's BBQ Pod. At Jim's BBQ Pod? No, it's Jim's BBQ.
Pod.
Pod.
You like, talk about me forgetting stuff.
Well, yeah, I was just looking at the goddamn thing.
Okay, so yeah, like Dylan clearly doesn't remember what our social medias are for Twitter and Instagram. You want to check us out? You can check us out at Jim's BBQ Pod.
I just said that.
I know, I'm just fucking with you, dude.
I know you are.
You're all fucking paranoid.
Personally, I don't think Dylan knows it because he never uses it.
I think he should.
I literally just posted on it. What was that? Is there a fucking dog in there?
I couldn't pass that one up. That was my Smedley.
Did you hear my response?
No, I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I thought that's what you were laughing at.
No.
Because, well, like, right as you finished the one sentence, I went, I think he's just high.
Oh, no, I didn't.
I didn't even hear him say that.
Jim, where can they find, where can they send us emails? Not that anybody ever sends us any email.
You can email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com. And, not only that, you can get the episodes fresh from the grill. At www.jimsbbqpod.com.
Don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim and Canadian correspondent Paul's
chagrin.
Boulevard.
.net.
Well, moving right along. Hey, Jim, what in the world are you drinking tonight?
I actually have nothing.
Nothing. Nothing to even wet your whistle?
No. Nothing at all.
Jim's going dry.
I drank a shitload of water earlier, and I got water stomach right now. I move around, I can hear.
You know, water doesn't necessarily generate a whole lot of shit. You said you had a shitload of water. And I was like, it
this is true.
Really doesn't generate a whole lot of shit.
I don't know. I find that if I drink a glass of water can help expedite the poop process a little bit.
Yes, but it's not gonna turn into poop.
Oh no, I know. It just kind of helps flush out your system.
You drink some water.
Well, Dylan, what are you drinking tonight?
Tonight, Mike, I am drinking this. Last year's, not this year, but this past year's edition of Goose Island's Bourbon County Brand Stout.
Oh, very
nice.
A little
bit of Goose Island, eh?
It's good. I mean, tough to say this is a bad beer, Although I know there's been some controversy in the past with it, but this one's good. It's a little hot, though. I think this will be good in a year or two, or maybe five.
It's hot!
It's hot. Dude! Whoa! You caught me off guard.
Whoa!
I just feel like, it's hot! And I was taking a sip of beer at the same time. Jim scared me.
Oh, spicy.
No, you're Jim. What are you drinking, Mike?
I just took a sip of from Three Heads Brewing, Rochester, New York. Proud friend of the show. Previous podcast guest, Jeff Dale.
Man, say that five times fast.
Yeah,
he's the previous.
He was on our Furries and Fabric episode. His brewery, Three Heads, they came out with their Scotch Ale aged in iron smoke whiskey barrels. And it's freaking delicious.
That sounds good. Is there any of that left?
There can be a bottle procured for you, Dylan.
Oh, that sounds special.
Yeah, we'll take care of you on that.
You know, I still haven't opened up the Baltic Porter yet.
Oh, that's a nice one. And that one will age nicely.
Yeah, I think I might let that one age. What are you laughing at?
I looked at Mike's picture that he sent with the Scotch Ale in his drink.
Oh, do you see the little dude behind it?
Yeah, I just looked real quick. I seen Scotch Ale, and then I, swiped to close it. And, the face caught my eye, and I'm like, what the fuck was that? Was there a person in that picture? And I loaded it back up. It was the fat head.
I did that on purpose.
Don't go posting that in certain social media.
Oh my god. Holy shit. You should have seen the shitstorm that I saw last night when I got home from where I was at last night. Oh my god. People are just fucking getting all riled up about bullshit. But.
About so much bullshit.
Yeah. Hey, but, you know, I know we got a few people in Rochester, that listen, but I don't know that this episode will necessarily come out beforehand, but Three Heads, of course, is doing their annual homegrown event here on January 20th, which is it's an amazing event. It's like the best of Rochester as far as food, beer, and music goes. It's fucking awesome. It's a whole day long event. It goes from noon till like 2 in the morning. Ridiculous.
Is it indoors?
Indoors, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, because I swear to God you said in stores. And I was like, I don't know how to answer that.
The my tongue hit the roof of my mouth when I hit the word D or hit the letter D.
I'm like, yes,
indoors.
Yes, Jim, it's in stores. No, it's actually half outside, half indoors. And that might sound weird, like this time of the year in January to have an outdoor event. But what they do is they actually put up like a huge tent and heat that motherfucker. Yes. And it's just so much fun. It's nice. Great.
So yeah. Somebody pitches a tent for it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Big ass tent.
Those space heaters, man, they're pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, well, you know what they end up doing is they end up using these huge, like, fucking generators, and they have these, like, hose, these big, huge, like, heater hose type things that they put under the tent.
Lederhosen?
Yeah, and they just fucking blow hot air into the tent the whole day. It's awesome. Last year, they didn't even need it. It was like mid-50s last year. But, yeah, it's such a fun event. If there's people in Rochester that hear this before the 20th, you got to come out for it, man. It's fucking awesome.
I was thinking about coming up, but not like if I could swing it, because it does sound like it's really awesome.
Oh, you'd have a ball, man. I know the music might not necessarily be in your
wheelhouse,
favorite genres, your wheelhouse, if you will, but it's
if you will.
If you will, the rest of the event would make up for it and then some. I'm sure
I would be able to enjoy myself.
Yeah, the food and the beer and everything. It'd be pretty fucking epic. But yeah, man, that Scotch ale is drinking really nice. I might actually be headed there.
Is that one you would age, or?
I think so. I think I'm going to buy another bottle for myself and maybe put like a year or so on it and see how it is. Yeah. I mean, maybe I might buy a couple bottles. That way, like, next time I see you, we could have one immediately and then both of us could age one. That might be a good idea.
That sounds like a solid plan.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm actually having something else to drink in tandem with it. And it'll kind of lead into a story I wanted to tell you guys. I'm having some wild cherry Pepsi from Taco Bell.
Okay.
Along with the barrel-aged Scotch Ale from Three Heads. The reason for that was this all goes back. I think I remember telling you guys about maybe an episode or two ago about buying new furniture for the living room. And Jim, I know you were really heartbroken about it.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. And, well, it's finally getting delivered on Saturday, right? And we're kind of having to reconfigure some things in the room, you know, the living room, mm-hmm. you know, to fit the furniture appropriately and stuff like that. So, Liz had tasked me with, a job, there's one electrical outlet that we were having some troubles with in the living room, and she wanted me to change the outlet out. I'm like, all right. So I watched a YouTube video on how to do it, and it's not that bad. It's actually pretty easy to do. I don't know if either of you have ever done one, but it's actually pretty simple.
What, change the outlet?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah. Yeah, so... This ends up turning into a really long story, and I'll kind of get into it a little bit. The other part of this was I bought this outlet like probably, I don't know, 2-3 weeks before Christmas, right?
Okay.
And I had bought it. I was out with Sean, and we had stopped in at Home Depot, and I had bought that along with... Oh shit! No, you know what? It wasn't even 2-3 weeks before Christmas. It was like a week before Thanksgiving, because we were hosting Thanksgiving and we needed to switch out also the dimmer switch in our dining room, which my dad kindly came over and helped me out with that and showed me how to do that. And it wasn't that bad either. But so I bought this outlet for it. And she was finally like, look, you got to change that out. I'm like, all right, no problem. So I set out to do that before we were going to record tonight. And this is what caused me to be late to getting on here and everything. I get home from work and I go to take – I start kind of reviewing a video of how to do it and everything. I'm like, all right, this is pretty simple. So I take the wall plate off and unscrew the old one. I figure out how to pop the cables out of the back, out of the old one, and then you I'm forgetting the name, a grounded cable that you have to remove as well. So I remove that from the old one, so then the old one is out of the equation. I go and I grab the box of the new one that I bought. And like I said, I bought this like a month and change ago. I get it all installed, put in, easy peasy, 5 minutes, right? I then realize at the point that I get all the wires put back in, and I screw it back into the wall, and I look at the wall plate that I was going to put back on, and it has a screw right in the center that you screw into the outlet. Well, guess what the new outlet didn't have?
The screw.
A place to screw the wall plate into. You know, like how they got like the fashion, like the wall plate that goes around the outlets. It didn't actually have a screw to screw it into the center of it.
Nice.
I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. I Liz is helping me, like she's holding up a flashlight, and you know, and she's like, well, she's like, you probably got to go to Home Depot, and she's like, you either got to get another wall plate or you got to get another outlet. And I'm like, well, the outlet would probably be the better thing to get. That way, we can use the wall plate that we have. So I run to Home Depot, and this is... So the first one was my fault, clearly. I just didn't pay attention to what I bought. I bought the wrong thing. So I go to Home Depot, and I specifically pick one out. The only one that they have in the store out that has the little center screw hole, and it's the right amperage and everything. And the one mistake I make is I don't look at the thing thoroughly. And I'll get to what I'm saying about that. So I drive back home with the thing. I unpackage it, and I get ready to start doing the same installation thing again. And I look at the back of it and I go, wait a minute. There's none of the holes to put the cables into.
Oh.
And I'm like, what the fuck? What you can also do, Dylan, is rather than there's these little tiny holes that have the contacts inside it, and those are like more modern ones, and mm-hmm. it's safer. You can also basically wrap the wire around a screw and tighten the screw down.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're potentially, if you have, a wire, leave any wire exposed, you could cause a spark. And this thing is literally going into your wall. Okay? Yeah. So Liz looks at it, and she's like, I'm really not comfortable with that. And I'm like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me. And I'm not mad at her. I'm mad at myself. But it was the only one of that style with the center screw hole with the style that we were looking for that Home Depot had.
Did you remember to turn off the electricity at your circuit breaker?
Oh, but of course. Yeah, you got to be safe.
Of course.
Yeah. So she's like, all right, well, let's go to Lowe's. So we go back out. This is about 7:30 at this point that we run back out to Lowe's. Or we run out to Lowe's the first time. This is and the only time. We get to Lowe's, and they have every single thing you could possibly think of to do this, including the right ones. And, it's obvious that it's the right one. So we buy that. We bought a couple other things, and then we get back home, and I put it on. It takes me 5 minutes to put it back together and get it all squared away. So, premature Sarge, Home Depot can go fuck themselves.
Wow. Nice.
Oh my God, dude. You don't know how fucking infuriating that is. Like when you buy something and you get it all the way home and then you realize that it's not the right thing. And they don't even have the thing that you need in the store. And, it's not like, I always say this in Rochester, everything's like 15 to 20 minutes away. And it was literally another 15 to 20 minute drive up to where they are and a 15 to 20 minute drive back from where they are. And then the same thing to Lowe's, it was like, Jesus, we wasted a fucking hour driving to and from those stores.
Did you pass any Joanne Fabrics?
Actually the Lowe's is in the same parking lot as the Joanne Fabrics.
Get out.
Huh.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we didn't go in. Sorry, Jim.
Whatever.
Now you realize anytime I see a Joanne Fabrics, I immediately think of you.
Yeah, you should.
He's so salty.
What? Who?
Jim, he's like, whatever. Oh.
Hey, but you know what, though? I gotta say, sometimes you have days and nights like that, and then you have other evenings like the one I had last night, which was fucking awesome. I was sitting at work yesterday afternoon, and I get an email from my boss going, hey, I have two extra Sabres tickets. Do you want to is anybody in the department interested in taking them? Not knowing what kind of tickets they were or anything. That was just the email. And I'm like, so I end up calling my dad. I'm like, hey, do you want to go to a Sabres game tonight? And he's like, yeah, I could go. I'm like, all right. So I get the tickets dropped off at my desk at 4:30. And they, as it turns out, they end up being suite tickets. Spectrum, formerly known as Time Warner.
Oh. So,
yeah, man. And they put out a nice fucking spread in their suite, man. All sorts of food and beverages, and it was great. We had a great time. It was Sabres ended
what,
up.
What do they have? What they have?
Oh, what did they have? They had
Young pizza. El Salvadorian boys.
No, they had pizza. They had
chicken fingers.
They did have chicken fingers. How do you know, Jim?
Because they always do.
Because it's the same food they bring into the Lowe's at all the places.
They had pizza logs.
Uh-huh.
They had pierogies.
Never had a pierogi there. The chicken fingers are damn fucking good, too.
They had, well, here's something unique to Buffalo that I bet they don't have, like, at PPG Paints Arena. They had beef on wick. Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm. No, they did not.
Do you know what that is, Dylan?
I feel like I've heard of it once. What is it?
It's basically roast beef with au jus.
Oh, that sounds nice.
With a, the roll is salted. Like, the top of the roll is salted.
So, like, you bite in, and then it, like, kind of meshes in with the meat?
Yes, exactly.
But did you have Permane Brothers sandwiches?
No.
Yeah,
I know. But that wasn't all. They also had macaroni and cheese. Shit, what else did they have? There was something else that they had. Oh, they had pretzels. Like soft pretzels.
Are a staple.
Yeah. They had like a whole cheese tray with like Yeah. And then to top it off,
beverages.
Oh yeah, they had all sorts of Coke products, and then they had a crappy beer selection of like Coors Light, Labatt Blue Light, Bud Light. It looked like there was a bottle of wine down in the bottom of the fridge.
Should have gone for the wine.
I considered it, but like my boss was there, so like I had one beer, and then I had two Cokes, and then they had to top it off between the second and third periods, they dropped off like a huge platter of cookies.
Cookies.
Yeah, chocolate chip cookies that were like they looked like they were going to be really hard. Then you picked them up, and they were soft, and the chocolate chips were slightly melty. Oh, they were so good.
Like a Mrs. Fields.
Almost, but like better. They almost tasted homemade, Dylan.
Somebody had to make them.
Yeah, man.
A tall order.
Oh, you know what we should do? Instead of
move the Brantford event every year to Pittsburgh?
No. I was going to say instead of having lunch in Rochester is go drive up to Canada like right after I get out of work and get one of those like donairs or the donair pizza thing or whatever.
I don't know if they'd have any, right? We'd have to find a place.
Yeah.
Well, don't we drive through, like, Burlington or whatever? I thought that's where you guys get that shit.
We'd have to make a detour, but we could. Burlington has a donair pizza. I'm pretty sure they have a donair place, too.
Okay. It was just a thought. Since Dylan started bringing up Brantford.
That donair pizza is fucking good.
I do enjoy it. It is the, like, least healthy thing for you, but it's just, like, it's good.
I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to like this. If not, we better get a backup and get a pepperoni pizza. And I fucking ate, like, 3/4 of it.
Yeah, almost. I know, dude. You ate a lot of it.
It was good.
Like, you were eating. You're just like, you're like, it's good. You're like, yo, this is good.
Plus, I was upset. I was upset eating, too, because I lost my wallet.
Oh, my right. God, what is that fucking ordeal? Yo, Chris Seymour, give Jim back his wallet. Stop rubbing your dick all over it.
Him and Dave take turns every week having it for the weekends.
Oh, so they're basically just working for the weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You know that's what they're fucking doing, right? They just like, swap it back and forth. They're like, ho-ho. They haven't even taken the money out. They're just like, ho-ho. Like, we've got Jim's wallet. Ho-ho-ho-ho.
I could see them standing there doing that.
At least Chris.
Oh.
Man, you're really mowing down on those candy cigarettes, aren't you?
They're good, dude.
That's all I'm hearing.
Come on. He's like...
Who doesn't like candy cigarettes? I mean, come on.
They're fine. They're literally just... It's just fucking... It's literally just sugar.
That's not just sugar.
I just want to see. You know what I want to see? I want to see like a picture of him with his headphones on, and just like, you ever see the like those pictures of the people with like the 5 billion cigarettes in their mouth? I want to see him like a picture of him with the candy cigarettes, like all of them in his mouth.
Nice.
Yeah. That'd be like his new picture for the podcast.
I just ate the rest of them though, so. I can show you the empty containers.
Now I'm out of Pez, and I'm out of.
Yeah, remember candy. I brought you guys candy cigarettes when I came up to Rochester that one time, and nobody wanted them.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, it was the weekend that me, you, Paul, and then Dave came down.
Mm.
I brought a whole box of them.
It was the origin story of the podcast.
Yeah, that's right. It was that weekend. See? I bring sick candy cigarettes to cheer up my boy Dylan, and he disses me.
Dude, I don't even remember that.
That's cool. Guys, listen. Listen, I got some candy cigarettes.
Guys, listen. I heard Jim's wallet.
Oh, boy.
So what's this quiz you speak of?
Oh, the quiz?
Yeah, let's.
I don't know, man. You want to get into that?
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking I want to do the quiz.
All right. It's what review was written about you, from ellocited.com. Well, like I said, we'll put the link up on our Facebook page and maybe our other social medias when the episode comes out. And basically, it was, if you were a product on Amazon, what would the top review be? Did you find the link, Jim?
I'm looking for it in our chat.
You want me to reshare it?
Here, I'll do it right now. I got it open. There you go.
Well, la-di-da, Dylan.
I saw it earlier on somebody else's. Oh, wow. It's really, like, it doesn't ask you any questions. It just does it.
You got it open? Are you doing it? You got it, Jim?
Yeah, it's running right now.
Okay. Yeah. I'm good.
It doesn't ask any questions, so this.
No, I know.
But it might be fun to read.
Mine's going too. Okay, I got mine.
All right, I got mine too. So Dylan, how many stars are you?
I am 2 stars.
Well, guess what? So am I.
Okay.
But, Jim, are you loaded?
Yep.
How many stars are you?
I only have 1.
Oh, boy. So why don't we go with the lowest rated, since you're only 1 star.
All right.
What's the comment?
Yeah, that's what I want to hear.
Is my product broken? He looks pissed off even when he is happy.
Hey, Jim?
That sounds like it should be for me.
What?
What's funny is I got the same review.
I'm going to hit try again.
What did you get, Dylan?
It says, does this man ever respond to text messages?
Oh, boy. So, Dylan, I got a 1-star review this to go around, and this one's kind of fucked up. Spends all of his money on makeup and then complains about being broke. I'm like, what the fuck?
Does it actually say his?
Yes.
That's just kind of funny. Ugh.
Did you do try again, Jim?
Yeah. Another 1 star. He has a nice butt, but is there any way to tone down his sarcasm?
Don't. <Yeah. laughs> Fuck no.
I thought it was gonna be. Jim doesn't spend any of his money on makeup.
Oh, I just did. Okay, so I just didn't try again for like. For shits and giggles, because you guys did it, and I think you're going to like this one. 2-star rating, which means that despite how bad this may seem, it wasn't that bad. Came home drunk at 3 a.m. and demanded that I make him chicken nuggets.
That's pretty damn accurate. All right, I'm going to do another try again.
Now, admittedly, I have come home drunk at 3 a.m., except I made my own fucking chicken nuggets.
Okay, this one's, that's lame. I'm going to do another one. Okay, this one's a little bit better. 2 stars. I want to return this man as he won't stop eating all my food. Oh, I'm hungry again.
Oh, I want some food.
All right. Well, I apologize. This really wasn't much of a quiz, but it's pretty funny.
I still think it was funny.
He claps whenever the theme song to Friends comes on. Annoying. I want my money back. Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was all right.
Oh, here you go. There's four questions for you guys. Identify the artist and song from the misheard lyrics. We've all known people and probably have done it ourselves where we had the lyrics wrong to a song. Like, Bingo Jed Had a Light On for Big Old Jet Airliner.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yep. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Number one. Might as well face it, you're a dick with a glove.
Addicted to love. Might as well face it, you're addicted to love.
You have the
God, what the fuck's his name? He died, didn't he? I keep wanting to say Robert Plant, but it's
very close, because I did the same thing you did.
Yeah, it's the other guy there.
Palmer.
What's that?
Palmer.
Robert Palmer.
Yeah.
Should we do our buzz-ins like oh, your yeah. famous one? Like,
yeah, we could do that. It's there's only three more though, so.
Yeah, go ahead.
Steak and a knife.
It's the fucking Bee Gees, right?
Yep.
Staying Alive.
Right.
Staying Alive. Yep.
I've never heard this one, but it's kind of funny. Let's pee in the corner. Let's pee in the spot.
Oh, it's R.E.M. Losing My Religion.
Yeah.
I've never heard this one either, but You Look Like Medusa with High Rollers in the Night.
Oh!
Is that Blinded by the Light?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Springsteen or...
Manfred Mann.
Well, it's originally a Springsteen song.
Was it really?
He wrote it.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, that's right. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it. I remember seeing the one documentary. He said all it did was took another band to talk about women's feminine hygiene products to get a number one hit.
Is that the last one?
There was only a couple.
Here's one that I found on the BuzzFeed website. This one was the dog one was 19 Twitter stories that will make you piss yourself laughing. I don't think you guys will piss yourself, but the first couple I thought were kind of interesting. So the first one is, my coworker told me he got banned from a bar when he lived in North Dakota back in 1973 and didn't try going back to it for 30 years. But when he finally did, and the moment he stepped in, someone yelled, "Get the hell out of here, Dennis!"
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Hey, Dylan, do you know what a Bumble date is?
No.
Okay. Maybe it means blind date. I'm assuming it's a blind date, but... This was the story. My roommate went on a Bumble date and was nervous, so she decided to pound shots in her car once she got to the place they were meeting. And the guy that she was supposed to meet was parked next to her and watched her chug vodka for 5 minutes. Dating is rough. That's part of that.
That's funny.
13 years.
Hold on 1 second.
13 years ago, I ordered an M&M Blizzard at Dairy Queen, and the lady who took my order screamed, "One small M&M Blizzard!" at the top of her lungs. She turned around and started making it herself.
Oh my god, that's fun. I would be like, what? And what are these again?
These are just Twitter stories that people told on Twitter.
They're just, okay. Right.
In my 6th grade science class, a girl read orgasm instead of organism. And the class laughed.
Yeah, I've seen that happened before.
And the class laughed and she was embarrassed. To calm her down, our teacher told her everyone would forget in 2 weeks. It's been 9 years and I still remember, Danielle. I fucking remember. I hope you see this.
I hope you see this. God damn.
Oh, that guy must have been hard up for something, right?
Mm-hmm.
When my youngest brother was little, he was being bullied and went to my parents for help. They told him, "Sticks and stones may break my bones." Then they then asked him to finish the phrase, and he said, but chains and whips excite me. He seriously thought that was the second part.
That's funny.
A girl passed out at the party I was at and was out for a solid hour or so. And then we started playing Africa and she rose from the dead right in the middle of the chorus. That one's kind of lame.
No, I think it's kind of funny.
I'm trying to find something that's worthy and I can't.
I was at Walgreens and a girl screamed out, "This is my third Walgreens. Who the fuck is buying up all the Plan Bs?" That's pretty funny. Earlier today, I went to a girls' high school soccer game and there was a rough play where two players went to the ground. I guess one of them pulled the other's hair, so she gets up and says, "I liked it better when your boyfriend pulled my hair."
Oh.
Oh. Oh. No. That's wrong.
Hey, on Sunday in Florida, it's illegal for a single woman to do what?
I don't know. Masturbate?
Mike? We lose Mike?
No, I'm thinking. Shit?
Skydive.
Huh.
The average American does what 22 times a day?
Fart.
I think it's a bit high, but...
I don't know.
Opens the fridge.
Opens the fridge? Huh.
Washington police officers get a half-hour class in how to do what?
I don't know.
Yeah, you got me.
Sit down. In California, you can't legally buy a mousetrap without having what? You're kind of along almost, the right lines, but...
Jim, you know what this almost sounds like it would be good for?
It's true.
It's damn true!
I just thought of that after I was looking at this one, too. But yeah, you can't legally buy a mousetrap in California without having a hunting license.
What? What? Why? That is so dumb.
What it says.
Where the hell do you go to buy them then?
I guess you have
you to have
to
go
lunch.
To like fucking Field and Stream and get one?
I guess. It makes no sense.
My aunt got a Google Home for Christmas and she already has Alexa. This morning we were messing around with the Google Home and asked, "Okay, Google, what do you think of Alexa?" And it answered, "I like her blue light." And from across the room, Alexa turned on and said, "Thanks."
You know what? That kind of reminds me of something funny. So my little sister, her name is Alyssa, and my dad has an Alexa at his apartment, and every time he says his my sister's name, the fucking Alexa always responds, where it's just like, he'll be like, "Alyssa, come here," and he'll be like, "I'm sorry, I do not understand that."
Nice.
It's kind of funny. Have you guys seen this? I know I'm sending out, like, links galore, but, Jim, you probably think this is funny.
Cuckoo! What is raining today? Water.
Yeah. Oh, my God, answer! It said yeah.
You say yeah.
Yeah, it's her.
Oh, it's so is funny, dude.
Yeah. I'm glad to meet
what
you.
What is this thing?
Hello, Cuckoo.
Mike, are you watching it?
Hey,
I just turned it on.
You have to
say, "Hey, Google."
Hey,
Google.
Hey, Google. Hey, Google.
The temperature in London.
Mom, I asked her to play your favorite song.
Play your favorite song.
Cuckoo.
Yeah, you're cuckoo, all right?
Cuckoo. Play a song for me. Pier Montesina Bella. Addio dei giorni passati. Addio.
So, okay, you don't have to tap it first, but to wake it up, you have to either say, "Hey, Google," or "Okay,
hey, Google." Okay, Google.
Play an Italian song.
And then play an Italian song.
So it has to light up after you say that, otherwise it didn't hear you correctly.
You know, I'm salame, perché me a capisci cosa dici. I got it.
You're stupid, because I can understand everything I'm saying to you.
Hello, Google.
Hey, you're okay.
Okay.
Google.
Do it.
That was cute.
That's funny.
It really was.
Goo goo.
Really funny. Goo goo. Hey. Goo.
Okay. So funny.
Yeah.
It's the Pearl Jam one.
Oh, the Pearl Jam one is really funny.
Oh, I'll have to finish listening to it later, but oh my god, dude, it does sound like it.
Well, did you get to the main chorus? My favorite part.
Oh, about the butterflies and the little gnome?
Yes, yeah. It's so fucking funny.
It's so true, though. It does sound like it.
Oh, man. Well, if you don't know what we're talking about, which you definitely don't know what we're talking about, I'm going to post it on our Facebook page right now. Just like the other thing I posted, because I'm making up for all the posts I haven't made in the past. God, it's like I'm atoning for my sins. Okay, but just to finish, it's the misheard lyrics of Pearl Jam's Even Flow. Very, very fucking funny.
I'm watching the Even Flow thing now.
Oh, you're watching the Even Flow thing?
Yeah.
It's really funny, isn't it?
Yeah. Little gnome. Some big hand. So, I'm going to read one more of these things. That was the responses that'll make you feel better, or stories that'll make you feel better about it yourself. This guy got on the bus and just stared at me and Lulu Bell on my lap for a solid 30 seconds, then goes, "Are you allowed to have dogs on the bus?" And I shrugged, just thinking he was going to give me shit or something. But then he pulls out a chihuahua out of nowhere. So he was looking for a reason why he didn't have to be hiding his chihuahua, apparently. Well, we've been all over the place with this. This has been interesting. Hey, Jim, you kind of started doing some fun facts, and we do one of our favorite segments, It's True, It's Damn True. Did you want to hear a few more facts?
Hell yeah.
Did you know that there is a single mega colony of ants that spans three continents?
I think I've heard of that, because I'm a dork.
It covers much of Europe, the west coast of the United States, and the west coast of Japan.
It's a single colony of ants?
That's fucking terrifying. That's what it is.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's disturbing.
No doubt. You know, we're right around this time of the year, man, where fucking snow's flying like crazy. But did you know that the largest snowflake ever recorded measured 15 inches across?
Oh, wow. That's fucking huge.
Yeah.
Probably composed of many smaller snowflakes. So how big was it actually?
I don't know.
That would require a fuckload of little snowflakes to make that big one.
How big was it?
Apparently 15 inches across. You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
So, did you know that there was an epidemic of laughing that lasted almost a year in Tanzania in 1962?
That is such a weirdly specific thing to be happening.
Several thousand people were affected. It forced a school to close. It also had some other symptoms involved that weren't so fun, including crying, fainting, rashes, and pain. Do you know what the Romans used to clean and whiten their teeth?
No, some kind of root?
No. They used urine.
Ew.
Hmm. It's pretty gruesome.
And finally, this one. This is actually the end of the first list of fun facts that I have. Did you know that there are around 60,000 miles of blood vessels in the human body?
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Did you know, like, if you took them all out and laid them end to end, they'd stretch around the world more than twice?
From one person?
Yeah.
That's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
You know what else it is, Dylan?
What?
It's true.
It's damn true?
Hell yeah.
Wow, he's so high.
Hell yeah.
Did you like that?
That was good stuff.
That was good.
I got the fucking Even Flow song stuck in my head. A little gnome.
I love the buttered fries and the little gnome.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I got a question for you.
What's that?
So I had to interview somebody for work today, and they happened to be someone I know that is one of the founders of a craft beer brewery here in New Jersey. And one of the questions I asked him was, if you were trapped on a desert island and you could pick 5 beers to have on that island with you, what would they be? And then I have a part 2 to that question.
Oh my God, that's really tough.
Ooh.
That's really difficult. Now, I mean, as much as I really like stouts and porters and stuff, I almost got to take those, like, out of the equation when you consider, like, it's going to be, like, a island-type thing. Because you think, like, warm and, you know, you want to drink something that's refreshing.
Okay, if you want to go that route. But I wouldn't take the semantics into account too
much. But you're saying, like, your desert island beers. Like, you're going to be stuck on this desert island. What are the 5 beers that, like, basically are your 5 favorite beers?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Do you think you would be able to figure that out tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to kick into it. I'm hoping that maybe we can go around the table or, you know.
I think we should.
Yeah, so, My favorite Vermont beer, I'll list that one first because I really enjoy it. I think it's a flavorful beer. The flavors are on point. It's from Fiddlehead. It's their Hodad, which is a chocolate coconut porter.
Okay.
Amazing fucking beer. What do you got, Dylan? You didn't think I was going to answer that fast, did you?
No, but I think one that I would have to go with is, I got to remember the name of it. I can't remember the name of this fucking brewery that makes this beer.
See, I think this is kind of really tough, though, because, I mean, this question often comes up, like, in beer groups that I'm in. It's like, hey, what are the beers that are always in your refrigerator? And I have, like, such, like, a rotating, like, cast of beers in my fridge. Like, I never have something that's always in there. Like, because I just like trying different things. And, you know, I might stick with, like, some of the same breweries, but I really like to try different things, you know, and not regularly buy the same beer over and over again. So it's a really tough question.
All right, well, I have my answer finally.
Okay.
One of them would have to be a 2001 bottle of J.W. Lee's Harvest Ale, which is a barley wine ale.
Oh, you had that one on the pod or something before, didn't you? Or
I brought it to Branford one year. I think I did. Anyway, so that would definitely be one of mine.
Okay,
Jim, have you had enough beers to even make this list?
Probably not. I'd pick Dark Lord, Hanji, Vlad.
Jim's like, he knows this list so simply.
I don't know. I'd have to leave my option open for the fifth one.
Fucking Strongbow Cider.
There you go.
I would have liked to taste that Hanji though.
Someday I'll crack open a bottle of my bottle of marshmallow Hanji.
You got one?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, no, wait, no, I didn't get the marshmallow one. I got the French Vanilla Militia one, never mind.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
I was like, did I get the marshmallow one? And then you questioned it, like, a second time, and I'm like, no, wait a minute, no, I didn't. I got the French Vanilla one. Shit, man, you know, like, you mentioned Dark Lord, and I had a bottle of the 16 around in July, and it was fantastic. And I've had previous bottles from previous years. I might have to put on my list just for the hell of it because it's such a solid beer when you give it some age.
I would agree.
Yeah. God, it is a tough, it is a tough thing, but to come up with like five beers that you would want, you know, at the ready, I guess. I gotta have some lighter bodied stuff on this list though, don't I? I gotta think like, you know, I mentioned one Vermont beer. I think there's another one that kind of popped in my mind while you were listing out your first one, Dylan, and it's from The Alchemist. It's a Funkel Banger.
You know, I was thinking of putting that one on the list too.
Oh, it's
that,
such a
that is a pretty fucking amazing beer.
Yeah, yeah, it's a really good one. And then, man, I'm trying to think of some other stuff that I've had that I've really liked over the years. I got my fifth one already, but I'm trying to just, I'm gonna leave that one. But let's go with, you know what? Like I said, you gotta have something that's easy to drink on this list. And if there's one beer that I really enjoy that's an easy drinking beer and you can just sit and just have, you know, one and then have another one and not really feel all that bad about it, it's Founders All Day IPA. Mm. Yeah.
I think I'd have to go with, I might go with Funkel Banger for my IPA. And then I think that, I would have to throw in Chimay Red.
Oh, that's a solid choice too.
Chimay.
And then actually I'm going to throw in another one. I'm going to throw in, a Negra Modelo.
Oh, that's an interesting choice.
Because that's my favorite, like, quote unquote shitty beer. Cause I don't think it's actually shitty. I think it's actually quite good. Like, I could drink a lot of fucking Negra Modelo, dude.
I could probably throw back some of that or maybe some Pacifico. I dig a Pacifico.
All right. So what is that? So we got Negra Modelo. We got the JW Lee's, the Chimay, the Funkel Banger.
What was that one I just got recently for you guys that I was like, oh, I want to try this and I'm going to get it. Was it a Mexican,
let me consult my list.
It's like a Mexican something.
Was it the Epic, the BA Big Bad Baptist Red Label?
Yes. Yeah.
You know what was so fucking good that I just had recently was that last week when I had it, the Omni Polo Noah.
Oh, I have some of that. I haven't tried it yet, though. I'm excited to try it.
The Dogfish, I'm looking through this list, the Dogfish Head Vanilla Worldwide. Oh, my God. That's a good fucking beer. I can't wait to get this stuff from you, Jim. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be such a fucking, like, good,
like... It's going to be like Christmas, dude.
It's going to be like a good, like, 2 or 3 months worth of me drinking, like, all these beers, and people are going to be like, what the fuck?
Well, it's awesome, too, is a lot of them. I don't know if you wrote down the dates I got them for you or whatever.
I didn't. They date back.
Yeah, a lot of them have, what, been probably up to, like, what, 8 months?
Because the last time I saw you, I think, was... Well, no, I saw you at Guns N' Roses, but the last time I saw you, like, if I would have gotten beer from you, would have been, like, June. Right?
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been, what, like, 6-7 months?
Yeah. But, yeah, I would be remiss if I didn't include one of my hometown boys' beers on this list. So, one of my favorites... One of the best ones I like drinking is just it's a great beer to drink if you're going to be seeing some music. It's, Three Heads Brewing's Giant Panda Gorilla Dub Style IPA. I'll put that
on my last. You know what? I didn't think of that. I'm going to swap out my Funkel Banger for something else from Jersey.
Yeah, that's my last.
So many good ones. All right, so let's see. I got JW Lee's, the Chimay Blue, or the Chimay Red, excuse me. The Negra Modelo, and let's go with the Cane Head High. I think that would be a solid one.
Can you imagine just getting like just like a regular shipment of all these beers? Like you choose these five beers. You live on a desert island, but that's you just keep getting those five beers like. Whenever you run out of them, you get those ones again. That'd be pretty sick.
Wouldn't be that bad.
So. Nah, I'm not saying it as a complaint. I'm saying, man, it would be pretty fucking epic just to keep getting those beers over and over again.
So yeah, I think I might throw Dart. You know what though, man? Like, you know what, Bourbon County. I'm sorry, but like, Bourbon County barley wine. I think that's going to be number five for me. I love my barley wine beers. What can I say?
You got to do like an old vintage of it, like a 2013.
Oh yeah, like at 15 at the minimum, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I would do the 13. I had some of that on tap a month and change ago, and it was really nice.
Oh, dude, it's one of my favorites that I've ever had. But like I mentioned, there's a part two to this question.
Okay, what's the part two?
What would be a bottle and what the let me take that again. And part two is what would be if a pirate was trying to rob you of your beer, name a bottle of beer that you would break to use as a weapon to stop the pirate from stealing your beer.
Could it be anything?
Yeah, it could be anything. I mean, I kind of use this as the, like as a alternative to you know, what's a beer that you're not really like that you're maybe like kind of ashamed, or you know, it's like a guilty pleasure of saying that you enjoy, but you would totally just like throw away in a heartbeat.
Oh fuck! Well, I initially took it like that you would have to use one of the five that you brought.
No. It's a completely separate bottle.
Gotcha.
He answered it like that, but. You can answer it. You can answer it that way, or you can answer it any other way.
So, like a guilty pleasure bottle. I gotta chew on this one for a little bit, Dylan.
It could be a can too, if you know.
No, I got you.
Want to go fight a pirate with a can?
I know my answer. It'd be a 40 OE.
Of Old English?
Oh yeah.
That's actually a really good answer. Those things are fucking huge.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's some weight.
You know, originally I was going to answer, I was going to answer with a 22, a Heineken, but I'm going to take that back and say, a bottle of Mississippi Mud.
Oh, that would be a good one. Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty not good, but.
Oh, Mississippi Mud?
It's not great.
I had it a couple of years ago, and it was okay.
You can do a lot worse.
Yeah. God, I'm trying to think. I'll tell you what I would do. This is gonna be my reasoning for it. Is I would use like a I would use a bottle of Lagunitas Imperial Stout.
Okay.
And here's my reasoning for it. It's actually a pretty inexpensive bottle. And it's a bigger bottle, so it's like a 22 ouncer. I wouldn't feel so bad about breaking it open to cut a bitch.
To cut a bitch.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm only spending like $4 or $5 on that bottle. I don't feel so bad if I have to break it open to defend myself from the pirates trying to. Steal my loot, if you will.
You want to know something funny about Mississippi Mud?
What's that?
On Beer Advocate, it has a rating of 3.15, which is, like, pretty good considering what it is. And then if you go on to Rate Beer, it has a 14%. That's so funny. I think that totally says a lot that Great Beer is like a very pretentious website or doesn't have as many contributors as Beer Advocate. That's kind of funny. But
hey,
yeah.
Hey, Dylan, I have somebody else who wants to chime in on an answer about the pirates.
Oh, who's that?
Well, you see, I would use the bionic elbow to fend off the pirates.
Oh, is that true, Dusty?
Oh, yeah. You know, I wouldn't have to waste any beer on those damn pirates. I would just bionic elbow them into oblivion.
I don't know if you could take the pirates these days.
Well, you know, I am dead.
Ooh. That's my exact reasoning.
Oh, that got a little dark.
Yeah.
Jeez, Dylan, you know?
Sorry, I didn't mean to upset Dusty.
Hey, he just stormed out. He's a little upset.
Where, back to his grave? Go,
Dylan. Dylan, Jesus, man. What, do you not want him to show up anymore? Are you trying to get rid of Dusty?
Oh, he'll be back.
You're trying to get rid of Dusty, aren't you?
I am not trying to.
Sargy.
Yeah?
Okay.
What's that, your own face?
Hey, you know what, Jim? Speaking of Sarges, maybe we ought to get into one of our other segments.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What segment would that be? Would it be the...
That was really disturbing.
It was, but you know who my Sarge is?
Dylan.
Who?
It's Dylan.
Oh, why?
Making killing Dusty.
I didn't kill Dusty.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. I don't want him to go anywhere.
Oh, yeah? Where were you 3 years ago on the night in question?
I don't know.
The answer.
No, I don't want Dusty to go away. Dusty, I'm sorry.
All right, I'll let him know.
Am I off the hook?
Yeah, I guess. Actually, you know who my real Sarge is?
Who's that? It's
fucking Home Depot, man.
Oh, definitely.
Fucking bastards. Definitely. Wasting my time.
Wait, what about all your power outages?
Oh, God. That was fucking crazy today. I never even got into that story, but we had 2 power outages at work. It was, and it's so bizarre. Like, we never have power outages. Like the entire time I've worked there, we've had 3, and this one lasted about 40 minutes, which is pretty lengthy when you consider, you know, I work in IT and that amount of time. Being without power when we have, like, when we host servers for some of our businesses, it's nuts.
Oh, dude, I know.
I don't necessarily talk a lot about work here, but, man.
Oh, I know the feeling. That was crazy. Dude, I work in digital media. It sucks when we have no power.
The only other time that we've had a significant power outage like that was, God, Dylan, you must have been really young when this occurred, but the Northeast Power. Well, if you consider, this was 15 years ago, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm 20. Yeah, I was 12.
Yeah.
I remember when that happened. When the
Northeast Power outage.
Yeah, yeah, that was fucking. I was coming back. Dude, I was coming back from Sandy Hook, and all the fucking power was out.
Yep.
Isn't there a bridge in Sandy Hook?
Isn't there what?
A bridge.
Like, there's a bridge to get there? I don't know. It's been a while. I don't know. Sandy Hook's kind of lame anyway, so.
Jim, were you affected by that power outage back in 03?
I don't think so, but I work in a building that I can't lose power.
Wow, I thought I worked in one
be
that
nice.
Would lose power. Yeah, so that was kind of crazy. But no, Home Depot, they can go fuck themselves.
Nice.
Oh, my God. It drives you up a wall when you... I talked to my dad about it. He's like, oh, my God. He's like, what you ended up buying there, that's like inferior technology, even for, like, something as simple as a light or, you know, like a power outlet. It's...
Right on.
Yeah. Just it drives you up a wall, but other than that, man, I've had a good week so far since the last time we recorded. Good times, great memories.
Good times to be had by all.
Yeah. How can I fucking complain? Especially like after last night, man. That was such a great time. And Sabres, they kind of suck, but it was, you know, I'm a Pens fan, but you know, they're somewhat hometown.
It was
good.
Like, Sarah and I are going to see the Islanders play the Blue Jackets, which, hey, man, Islanders are going to be out of Barclays Center soon. They're going back to Long Island.
Yeah, good for them. They play in a fucking arena where...
They don't even have a stadium, though.
They're building one in Belmont.
Dude, it's literally a fucking parking lot, unless they started construction on it.
You know what blows my mind, though, is, like, they, you know that they put $180 million into NASA? Into Nassau Coliseum?
Really?
Yeah. They were talking about that. I was watching a game the other night. It was the Islanders game, and they put $180 million into into the Nassau Coliseum. Because they were talking about the Islanders moving back to the island, and I was like, and then I heard them say that, and I was like, wait, what?
That's and crazy.
They don't have any, like, what's the reason? It. I was like,
dude, I don't know if you understand that. Like, Barclays is gonna. I mean, I don't know if they're gonna lose money as much money as I think because their attendance was low. But like, fuck, man, they're gonna lose a decent amount of income now that they're like out of Brooklyn and going back to Long Island.
Yeah, but
like,
then
they're
you
gonna
get,
have
you,
to do so much more shit at the Barclays Center.
Yeah, but you're selling tickets at an arena that's not appropriate for hockey anyway. That's why people aren't showing up.
Oh, that's totally true. Like
some of the seats, you can't even see the one fucking net. I mean,
I know it's great. I know we're going. Like I said, we're going on February 3rd, I think, and I'm hoping that the game's gonna be okay.
So, Dylan, I mean, did you have any surges this week?
No, I didn't.
Jim, do you have any surges tonight?
I do not.
No, I think we can wrap this puppy up then.
Yeah, wrap it up, gift wrap it, and send it off to the editors.
Dylan's an editor.
Is he?
I am.
I think so.
Oh, maybe we should show him how to do it.
Maybe.
Maybe doesn't sound good.
I don't.
Your weekends are all free, aren't they?
I mean, I'm sure we could arrange something.
Listen to him. Jeez.
It's okay, Dylan.
I don't think I'll ever be asked to edit again.
You gotta sell your wild oats. You know what I'm saying?
You know what you're saying.
Sure.
Jim, just as long as you put, Jim, I'm happy as long as you just put the episodes up.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome.
Me too.
Speaking of which, he put up episode 78 45 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah? Well, that was 45 minutes ago.
No, I don't know. I'm just fucking kidding. He did that on the last episode.
Yeah.
Like, I know. It was mucho.
Like, oh,
it was mucho.
Dylan, why haven't you posted about episode 78 yet? Ooh.
It was 77 at that point.
Or 77. Yeah, it was 77.
Paul Coffey of episodes.
Yes. You know what episode, the next episode is next week?
81.
It's the Phil Kessel episode.
I was thinking Murphy was 55.
Or the Miroslav Shatan episode.
Yeah. What was Murphy was 55, wasn't he?
He was.
Okay.
Hey, but if you want to check out all of our episodes and everything that we're doing on this podcast, including the second annual Jim's BBQ Podcast Fan Cruise, which we're already in the throes of planning. Oh my God, man, the things that we got coming down the pipe for that thing. I'm so excited to get planning on that, or, you know, get working on those plans and get everything going with that, and special shirt designs that we're working on for that. And Jim's got Dottie working 24/7 on special shirts for him to wear on the cruise. Wait till you see it, man. He's going to have a different shirt for every hour of the day on that cruise.
Then I probably will, but.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I can't wait to see some of the ones she's got for me.
Oh my God! That fabric you sent us today, man, that's pretty epic. I know you'll be rocking that on the cruise.
Oh yeah,
hey, if you want to check out pictures of all that and everything that we got going on and all the other adventures we're going on, you can check us out at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod,
and you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod for other such updates.
You can email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com or go to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill.
And don't forget, you can do just like the pig likes to do and rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
Oink,
much, oink. Yes, much to Jim and Canadian correspondent Paul's
chagrin.
Oink, oink.
I think Jim's gonna barf.
This is my piggy noise.
I know we threw Jim, or we threw Dylan for a little bit of a loop there, Jim.
For what?
Well, you know, I mean, it's Wednesday. It's not Thursday.
Oh, no.
You know? I mean, it throws him for all sorts of shit, you know? And when we change the day and, you know, he's going to have two more days of work before, you know, the weekend.
Yeah, you know, he's going to
be tired. He's going to be tired on a Thursday instead of a Friday.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
This takes a lot out of him. You know?
I still don't know why he likes to be tired on Friday, so.
I don't know. It's really interesting.
We should ask him sometime.
I don't know. Just Dylan being Dylan.
Well, you know.
Oh, that's kicking it old school.
God, but wait a minute. In a long time.
You would think that he would want to be all sorts of fresh as a daisy on a Friday and wouldn't want to be tired. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know what you're saying.
You would think that would only make sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless he gets to Brooklyn and he's just like, oh, I'm tired.
I usually am tired.
I think maybe we should go take a nap.
Which just means going to sleep.
Yeah. Let's go take a nap. I'll feel better after I get some Z's. Or, thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where we always spank our pork butts.
Nice.
That works.
I decided when I come up in February, I need to get angry, Mike.
You need to get angry?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean angry? Why?
So, I had a really shitty day at work the other day.
Oh.
And when I left, yeah. I was like, I need to get some anger and frustration out. So, lo and behold, NWA Straight Outta Compton comes on.
Mm.
And I'm like, halfway through, fuck the police. And I start laughing because I'm like, you wonder what the people around me are thinking as they drive by me or I pass them. And then I immediately turned into me riding around with you and Dylan. Going to wonder what the fuck they'd be doing if they were sitting in the car right now.
Some of that was totally like, I couldn't understand what the fuck you just said.
Is this because it was Edelstonese or because it was breaking up?
No, this was like, it wasn't because it was breaking up. It's like you all suddenly went into like mumble mouth.
Oh, I was eating some candy cigarettes.
What a weird response.
Oh my god.
Why is it weird? I mean,
are you it's not weird, it's just very specific.
I'm out of Pez.
Are you recording right now?
Yeah, why?
Oh god, thank god.
Yeah. This is gonna stay in.
Anyway, I went full gangster and
that's what she said.
And I'm like, nice. So I went full gangster and I'm like laughing because I'm driving by people and they're driving by me, and then like I said, that turned into me going, I wonder what Dylan and Mike would think if they were sitting in the car with me right now. Like, you guys would probably been laughing your asses off.
No, I'd be scared half to death because I'm in a car with you.
I'd be like, oh Jim, I'm gonna drive.
Yeah, Mike will be driving, so.
So Mike's driving and you're sitting in the passenger seat and you're just like bouncing up and down, just going like, fuck the police, and someone next to you just rolls up and Mike just looks out the window and just kinda like
shakes his head.
He just shrugs like he just goes like this, like, I don't know, where's the fucking camera? Like, he just goes like this. I'll just get bigger.
You're plenty big, dude.
No, I know, but I wanted it to be bigger on my screen. But he's just
I thought he was touching his cock.
He just makes that face.
You
just
did like, the ASCII art shoulder shrug guy?
Nah, I'd be more like, I'd have my hand up on the wheel. You know, just... You know it.
I don't know.
You gotta play it cool, Dylan, you know?
Yes, and we are all very cool. Do you hear anything coming through Mike or through Jim's...
No, he's just fucking, I don't know. And he's also shirtless, too.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, there's his pepperonis.
Gotta love the pepperonis.
All right. Well, enough of that. Jim, you have a lot of hair, dude.
I know. It's been cold.